We have been looking at the doctrines in the Word of God, and I didn't mean to get hung up the way we did in Genesis 22, but I don't apologize for it. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, will provide. And seeing that there's so much more provided in that chapter than just the lamb, that's certainly the main event, but God provided so much more. And that sounds about like when he saved us. All we want to do is get out of hell, most of us. That's all I was interested in, being forgiven, getting out from under the judgment of God. How many can say tonight, you got so much more? I may tell you, so much more. And I can say on the authority of the Scripture, the best is yet to come. There was an old song back in the 70s. Some of y'all don't know nothing about the 70s. Some of you know that you're already 40 years old in the 70s. That old song said, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm not going to sing it, amen. But I believe God's people ain't seen nothing yet. We're fixing to. Brother Wade said, I just want to go home. Amen. But we've been talking about the names of our God, and I would love to finish tonight. I don't know if I'll get through tonight, but I would love to. I don't mean to get hung up here, but I want to give you some more of those names tonight. If you will turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse number 3, and we're looking at some of those compound names tonight. Let me say this by way of introduction. I'm just trying to feel my way. Yes, I've studied, and I just want to mind the Lord tonight. But introducing kind of tonight the lesson, I want you to think about what the Bible said in Psalm 9 and verse number 10. It goes along with the testimony that I just read from Slater. It said this in Psalm 9, verse number 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. If we really get a hold of the name that God is portraying in the Word of God, I believe it would make us want to put our trust in Him. So think about it in that light as we go through the lesson tonight. He said, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Proverbs 18 and verse number 10 said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. I love this. The righteous runneth into it. Glory to God, and is safe. There's something I want to point out. Be turning in your Bible to Philippians chapter 2. You can keep your place there in 1 Samuel. But there's something I want to point out about Charlie Kirk's funeral service on Sunday that I give God the glory for. There was a bunch of people that were not ashamed to say his name. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter number 2. I don't have any of this marked in my Bible, so I'll turn there with you. But I believe there's that God wants us to understand and see some things here in the Word of God that I believe will be a blessing to us tonight. Just think about they that know thy name. I mean, he's glad you knew it, you know his name. I've been saying this for years. There's a song that says there's something about that name. And I'm being honest with you now. Before I was ever saved, I knew there was something about that name. Before I ever knew him as my Savior, before I ever acknowledged that I was a sinner and acknowledged Him as my Lord and Savior, I knew there was something about that name. In Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Word of God said, and being found, well, let me read verse 7. Let me read verse 6 as well. Who being in the form of God, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. By the way, that's why they crucified Him. Because He made Himself equal with the Father. They said He blasphemed. Let me ask you this. What do they know? Amen. They called Him a sinner. That blind man said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. But one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. Then go down a few verses and he has not only a physical encounter with Jesus and gets his physical sight back, but he gets his spiritual sight. Jesus said, I'm He, one that speaks to you. And he believed on the Lord. But he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I don't know when I've ever been more proud of a politician than I was of Marco Rubio. Yeah. And what he had to say. Amen. How that Jesus come down here and took on a body. Amen. And what a blessing it was as he presented the gospel. What an answered prayer it was, because we've prayed that the president, and there are others that need to hear a clear presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. God just reminded me of something over there, Brother Vince, in the book of Psalms. Look how high his name is. And God said he exalted his word above his name. You think about that for just a minute. If you want to know how important your Bible is in the Christian life, how important this Bible is in the church. Amen. We've heard people say stupid stuff like, well, I don't care what the Bible says. I know what happened to me. You better care what the Bible says. That's what we're talking about, doctrine. What the Bible teaches concerning God. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow on things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I mean, let me give you something that'll help you through the news cycle. Every time they call a conservative a fascist or a Nazi or Hitler, just remember, one day they're going to bow to the Savior. Say amen right there. Amen. You say, you're getting too political. I'm going to tell you something, honey. If you ain't figured it out, it's coming to a head. Amen. You better find out which side you're on. Say amen. I mean that. It's coming to a head. They're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Amen. I'll tell you this. They're going to bow. And they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's get into the lesson tonight, looking at some of these names. In 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse number 3, the Bible said, and this man went up out of the city, his city, yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. This is the name Jehovah Sabaoth, means the Lord of hosts. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Psalm 24 and verse number 10 said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. I'm telling you tonight, this name right here, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, it expressly designates our God's power and His supremacy above everything. Amen. He is above all. Amen. And it talks about His power. It's a reflection of the power of our God. The next name I want to look at tonight is the name Jehovah Shema. And that means the Lord is present. You know, we talk about God, and I hope I can remember these three terms. Omnipresent means He's everywhere. Omniscient means He knows everything. And then omnipotent means he's all powerful. And he's all of those at the same time. Amen. But the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 48, verse number 35, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. And in the Hebrew tongue, that's that Jehovah Shammah. And in Psalm chapter number 16, the Bible said, thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence a fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I don't know why this came into my heart just now. But we had four children, my wife and I. And the first two children, I made a mistake, Brother Chuck. I more or less taught them they better fear their daddy. And I more or less taught them that whatever you get into, my God will make sure daddy finds out about it. But I tell you what, I learned something before the second two come along. And that is, they better fear the Lord. You can hide from daddy, but you can't hide from God. Amen. He knows. Amen. He's everywhere. The Lord is present. And the Bible said, for you and I as God's children, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God don't bail out on you, amen, when you get in trouble. By the fact, he'll get closer, it seems, don't it? Amen. And help you bear that burden. Psalm 46 and 7 said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold, the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Let me tell you something. I love this fact. I do not love what happened, beloved, a week ago, a little over a week. I don't love what happened, but I love this fact. They killed Jesus. That'll do it. That didn't do it. They killed Stephen. That'll do it. That didn't do it. They killed Peter. That'll do it. That didn't do it. They killed James. That'll do it. That didn't do it. They killed John the Baptist. That didn't do it either. Say amen. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty, we've got a message tonight that God is going to see to one day, even in the tribulation hour. It's going to be preached in the four corners of the earth. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Some of you have heard this, and I don't want to bore you with it, but I just got to stop just a minute. Years ago, I was studying a series of messages I was preaching entitled, When My Heart is Overwhelmed. Four times in the book of Psalms, the Bible said, when my heart or when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. I was working on the third message in Psalm 142, and I ran into a problem. And let me say this. I've learned along the way. I even knew that day. When it looks like there's a problem, the problem's not there. The problem's here. Amen. Boy, you need to get that settled in your heart. Amen. And what it did, I think it was talking about, let's just turn over there. I'm almost there. Psalm 142, verse number 3 said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, that when then thou knewest my path and the way wherein I walk, they have privily laid a snare for me. Look at verse 4. I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I don't have a problem with that. That's what David said. Here's where the problem came. I cried unto thee in verse number 5, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Brother Billy, that threw me for a loop. I said, now wait a minute, Lord. You ain't never failed nobody. Amen. In verse number 4, it said, refuge failed me. In the very next verse, it said, thou art my refuge. And back then, I had one of them old dial-up computers, and I had a Bible program on it. Amen. And I had a little button I could push, Brother Jason, called interlinear. And it gave you the Hebrew word. And there's two different Hebrew words used for the word refuge. In that first verse, David is hiding in a cave here. He's hiding from Saul. Saul's out there. Saul's men's out there. David's backed up in the cave. And that first verse when he said, refuge fail me, what it means is a way out. A fleeing. A way to escape. David was saying, Brother Jack, here I am and I can't get out. Amen. By the way, you're going to find yourself in some situations you can't get out of. Say amen. You'd like to go around them, but I'm going to tell you, sometimes God don't want to take us around. He wants to take us through. He could have took the children of Israel around the Red Sea, but he took them through the Red Sea. He could have took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego around the furnace, but he took them through the furnace. He could have took Daniel around the den of lions, but he took him through the den of lions. And by the way, anytime God takes you through something, he'll be more special on the other side than he is on this side. Amen. So what happened? I looked at that second word, refuge. So there's no refuge. It's a fleeing, a way out, a way to escape. Refuge failed me. No way out. Thou art my refuge. And one of these words is Manasseh and one's Makassi, but I can't tell you which one's which right now without notes and not looking back. But let me tell you this. This second word means a hiding place. Glory to God. A covert in the storm. Amen. I remember years ago, I couldn't swim. I had a 10-year-old buddy at school. Him and his dad had a sailboat. And they took us out on the Chesapeake Bay. Now listen, you may not believe this, but the Chesapeake Bay is so big, you get out in the middle of it and you can't see land on either side. You might as well be out in the middle of the Atlantic. Amen. And I'm telling you, that water was choppy and that water was rough. And that sailboat, we were just sailing. And all of a sudden, he just kind of made a right-hand turn. And I said to Patrick, I said, what's going on? He said, we're going to go swimming. He misunderstood that word, we, I think. Amen. But his daddy pulled up in a cove, Brother Vince. And I'm telling you, that water was just laying just as flat as it could be. Right out yonder, the waves were rolling. You just pull up in that cove, and that's what right there, that hiding place, and then it means this, a covert in the storm. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, even the animal kingdom knows how to get out of the storm. Say amen. They'll hunt them a big pine thicket and go under there and lay down. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord, don't you? The fact that he is our refuge. The Lord is present. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's going with us all the way. The next name is the name Adonai Jehovah. And what that means is Lord God or Divine Master. In Joshua chapter 7, in verse number 7, Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? In its context, if you remember what's going on right here, Achan has sinned. And they went down there and they got whooped. And they come back with their tail tucked between their legs. Amen. And they lost, I think it was 30-some, lost their lives. Amen. And Joshua said, "What?" And listen to me carefully, right? Don't miss this. This is right after Jericho. I'm talking about a great victory where they just march around the city 6 days. And the seventh day they march around and shout and the walls fall down. Amen. One of the most dangerous times in your life is right after a great victory in your life. That's one of the most dangerous times. That's when we tend to let our guard down. Amen. And there's Joshua on his face. He said, God, did you bring us out to destroy us? Would to God we'd been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. It's bad enough when one of the people saying that, or some of the people. Brother Jason, this is the leader. This is Joshua. We'd have been better off to stay over there. He said, the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear it, shall environ us around and cut off our name from the earth. And wilt thou do unto thy, what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. There's something here to remember. God did not tell Joshua that Achan had sinned. Oh, I'm telling you what, if you don't carry anything else out of this meeting tonight, you need to carry this out. One of us sins, it affects a whole bunch. He said, Israel has sinned. Ain't that right? Now, Joshua's fixing to find out, amen. But I'm wanting you to know, beloved, listen, it wasn't only Achan that suffered. There's men that lost their life because of Achan's sin. Israel suffered. The leader's suffering. And so tonight, when you say Lord God or Divine Master, we need to understand, beloved. Listen, there was a doctrine taught for years that, you know, you get saved and then maybe one day you'll make Jesus Lord of your life. You don't make Jesus anything. When you get a Savior, you get a Lord. You say, I don't know about that. You just don't cooperate with Him for a little while and you'll find out. Your Lord will be on your backside. Say amen. You belong to Him. You're bought with a price. Amen. Well, you don't just get out a hell free card and then get to go do whatever you want to do. If you get Jesus, you get a changed life. The Word of God is teaching us here that He's a master. Jesus said, you call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. In another text, the Word of God said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I'm going to tell you something tonight. I believe God blesses obedience, don't you? Isn't it sad? Wait just a minute. I don't want to get hung up right here, but isn't it sad that if Achan had just waited, did you know down there at Ai that God give them the spoils? Ain't that something? If you just wait on God, amen? Young people, if you just wait on God, it'll be all right. Say amen. God will bless you for waiting on Him. Amen. Don't get ahead of Him. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Over there in John chapter 11, I was going to go over there tonight, but I don't think I'll take the time to go over there. You know the story about when Lazarus died. But when Lazarus died, Martha ran out there and Jesus comes. And as far as Martha and Mary is concerned, he's late. He's done been dead 4 days. Lazarus done been dead 4 days. And as far as they're concerned, Brother Dale, he's late. And amen. Martha runs out there and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. That's great confidence, isn't it? But what she didn't understand was he's never late. And he's never too late. By the way, I witnessed to a man the other day. The man is 87 years old. And I've never put these two words together in my life. But God let me witness to that man. On the way to his room, God told me about I told him about the two thieves. One of them waited till late. The other one waited too late. That one that waited till late, I mean, he's dying. He couldn't do it. He couldn't get down and do one good thing, one good deed for Jesus. But when he said, Lord, remember me, and Jesus said, today thou'll be... He waited till late in life, but he got saved. The other one waited too late, and he'll never be saved. Because he died, still saying in his heart, if thou be the Christ, come down and get us down. And so tonight, what happened in John chapter 11, Martha, Jesus has that conversation with her. I'm the resurrection and the life. And then Martha goes into Mary. Listen. And he said, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Ain't that a blessing? Say amen. How many's glad the Master came by where you were one day? Amen. And he called for you. Amen. What a blessing it is to know the Master. Amen. You say the world's in a mess. I know, but the Master's not in a mess. Amen. And the Master, beloved, he's not just the Master of the sea. He's the Master of every born-again believer's life. He's Lord. Amen. In our lives. I thought about this. The Lord is present. He's a very present help in a time of need. There's a song that says, a country where no twilight shadows deepen. unending day where night shall never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throng upon the glassy sea to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever? Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Listen to this line. And when at last we see the face of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I want to think that upon entrance, I'll see his feet long before I see his face. When John saw him in Revelation chapter number 1, the Word of God said he fell at his feet as dead. I know we'll have a glorified body, but if I understand my Bible, even the 24 elders in the book of the Revelation, they're all about praising him, amen, worshiping him. Amen. We're just getting it on the little end to something that's real big, youngins, amen, when we get home. When at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image all other loves all flee. And when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. Now this is just what heaven means to me. The Lord is present. One day, the Bible said, my dear brother right now is desiring to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. One day every believer, one way or the other, whether we're alive when he comes, we're still going to be absent. Glory to God, I'm glad this body ain't going. Amen. We're still going to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. The next name is one that, Brother Jason, you come up here and read this for me. I'm just kidding. It's spelled T-S-I-D-K-E, Jehovah New, okay? And what it means is, I don't know how you say that, do you? I couldn't find Scorby, amen. It means the Lord, our righteousness. And I want to tell you tonight, if you've been made righteous, it's only because the Lord is our righteousness. The Bible said in Jeremiah 23:6, in his days Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby we shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. Let me give you these real quickly. I'd like to finish this up and get on to the next Bible doctrine maybe next Wednesday night. Or we may start Sunday night. I don't know. Just however God leads. But the next one is the name Jehovah Rapha. R-A-P-H-A, and it means the Lord healeth thee. Well, I could get hung here a while. Listen to these verses. The Bible said, when they came to Marah, this is Exodus chapter 15, verse 23, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Here's the name, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. How many's glad God showed you a tree? I'm going to tell you something right now. He can sweeten the bitter waters in a person's soul. Say amen. On a tree called Calvary. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He became sin for us who knew no sin. Isaiah said, by his stripes we are healed. The next name is the name Jehovah Nissi, and that means the Lord, our banner. It's our God that gives us victory. The Bible talks about over there in the book of Exodus, if you'll turn there with me tonight. Just bear with me a few minutes. I get through this and one more name and we'll be done. Finished. I have to correct my own English now. Married to an English teacher. It's awful. Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter number 17. Look at verse number 7. Exodus chapter number 17. We'll start reading in verse number 7. Listen to what the Word of God said here. We're talking about the name Jehovah Nissi, or the Lord, our banner. The Bible said in verse number 7, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Then came Amalek. Amalek in the Word of God is the type of the flesh, and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone, and they put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. That's the Lord, our banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. You say, Pastor, what's that about? It's about Israel not taking any credit, getting any glory for the victory. The Lord is our banner. He's the one, beloved, that deserves all honor, all glory, and all praise. The Bible said over there in the book of Galatians, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You say, Pastor, why did you read that? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. Every once in a while, somebody help me tonight. The flesh gets the upper hand. But thank God Almighty. Amen. When you're saved by the grace of God, I thank God we have a Savior that can give us victory over the world and over the flesh and over the devil. Amen. And when he does, we need to make sure he's our banner. We're not getting any credit. Amen. That he's getting the glory for the victory. We're more than conquerors, the Word of God, through Him that loved us. The last name is the name Jehovah Shalom, and that means the Lord, our peace. I'm going to just give you the text. You can go home and read it. Judges chapter number 6, verse 11 down through verse number 24. It's pertaining to Gideon. You know what? God can use unlikely people in unlikely ways to get His purposes accomplished. Amen. And that's what he did with Gideon. The Bible said, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. How many's glad he's our peace tonight? Thank God tonight we can have peace, the peace of God through salvation. And we can have peace, beloved, with God as we follow him and lean on him and obey him. The name Jehovah Ra, and that means the Lord is my shepherd. That one's good enough, isn't it? Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I like this. I read this and I wrote it down. Psalm 22, you see the shepherd's cross. In Psalm 23, you see the shepherd's crook, his staff. In Psalm 24, you see the shepherd's crown. Glory to God. That's a blessing right there. Say amen. I thank God he's my shepherd tonight. Amen. He's coming. Did y'all know that? Amen. When the chief shepherd shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And he's glad of that tonight. Amen. Let's stand tonight. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Thank you for coming this way. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you tonight.